Gracias Agit is the name of the award the Czech Foreign Ministry hands out every year to individuals and organizations who promote the good name of the Czech Republic around the world. This year's laureates included everyone from a Vietnamese-Czech studies specialist to the founder of the Israel-Czechoslovakia Friendship League. Ian Willoughby was at Tuesday's awards ceremony.
Music plays at the beginning of the Gracias Agit ceremony at Prague's Černín Palace, the magnificent home of the Czech Foreign Ministry. The awards were established in 1997 as a way of saying a formal thank you to those who work to promote the good name of the Czech Republic. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg told the assembled that while ministers and ambassadors did their jobs, the real picture of the Czech state was created by the very people honoured on Tuesday evening. Among this year's laureates were the late Irena Kirkland, who was born in Prague and worked tirelessly for human rights around the globe. She died in Washington in January. Another awardee absent on Tuesday was the great film director Miloš Forman, who had already received his award in March on his 65th birthday. The oldest recipient present was Kanan Rosen, who was born in 1918 in North Moravia and has been working to further Czech-Israeli relations for almost six decades.
I'm still the chairman of the Israeli Society of Friends of the Czech Republic, which I founded. All contact between our two states contributes to the further development of Israeli-Czech relations, cooperation and friendship, which links our two countries and nations.
John Polashek represents the Texas Czech Heritage and Cultural Center, one of two organizations to receive the Gracias Agit this year.
It's a great honor because until lately, you know, I never was that interested in, but we put in a lot of volunteer time. And all our work is volunteer work, and we do it for our Czech culture. We want to maintain and keep a record of what our grandparents and all that came from the Czech Republic did.
Charles Merrill was born in 1920 and first came to this country in 1939. A noted philanthropist, Mr. Merrill maintained ties with the country over the decades and, following the fall of communism, established a fund to send Czech students to his native USA. What does receiving this award mean to him?
I think it's wonderful. I've been so much, this has been outside of a school I started myself in Boston in 58, which I ran for 23 years, which still exists. That school and this program are the two most important things I've ever done, also the two most expensive.
And finally, Kerry Stratton, who's from Canada, received a Gracias Agit for his work conducting Czech orchestras and performing Czech music with other orchestras around the world.
Recognition. What could be better than recognition? It's not an elaborate answer, it's simple. Who doesn't want to be recognized for effort? It's really touched my heart. And a surprise, a great surprise. I had no idea. I don't even know who nominated me. I don't know who to thank, so I thank the Czech people.
Okay, and Canadian conductor Kerry Stratton. Inside report by Ian Willoughby. We'll be hearing more from him and some of this year's other Gracias Agit laureates over the next few days.